Welcome to the 5 a.m. call, where the best dreams happen when you are awake. This is the first step to being successful in your business and achieving the growth you desire in your life. But it doesn't have to stop here. It's why we created BAMX, our platform for you to be the professional you need to be in this uncertain market. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content to BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. That's why over 1,500 of you and climbing have joined us in BAMX. Use code 5AM and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code 5AM for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
Things go wrong. It happens. It's part of life. It's part of business. And what is imperative is that when things go right, when things go wrong, when things don't go the way you wanted, no matter what happens, we've got to control one thing, our emotions. And here's the deal. I said we have to control our emotions because the first thing we've got to realize is that that's all we can control. And sometimes it's harder than others. But what I guarantee you that you'll never control are other people's emotions. And the more you try to convince or sway or change the feelings of others, well, the more frustrated they're going to get. And in turn, the more frustrated you're going to get. See, it's common for a lot of real estate agents who are typically on the personality scales, high expressives and high drivers, to want to lead with emotion, right? We make emotional decisions. We are emotionally charged and driven. And look, sales is emotion. It's the transference of energy. Emotion is great when it is controlled. And the reason I bring this up is I got a call from an agent, a co-broke, last night at about 8:35 p.m. And he's emailing and texting and calling saying, your team member sucks, and this is the worst deal ever, and you guys suck, and your TC sucks, and everyone sucks. And the agent in the deal was frustrated because, you know, he's wrong, and she's wrong, and there's all these different things. And I simply called him, and I said, hey, my name's Jason. What's going on? And I let him get out all of his frustrations. I said, okay, so what would you like me to do? And he just sat there for a solid 12 seconds of silence. He said, well, nothing. It's all done. I said, okay. So how can I help? And he said, well, nothing. I just wanted you to know how terrible this has been. I said, thank you for telling me. We'll work on it. I will get better. I'm committed to it. I apologize. What else can I do? I'm here for you. And I appreciate you and your grace and your patience. And I swear, I wish I could have seen him in person. Because I know for a fact that in that moment, he regretted his reaction. Let me say that again. He regretted his reaction because we never are proud of reactions. Reactions are always regretful. You know why? Because when we are reacting to something, we're acting strictly out of emotion and uncontrolled emotion specifically. We are reacting. We are acting in a reactive manner to something happening to us, but what happens then is we don't make decisions on how we're going to act. See, rather than reacting when emotions get high, the only thing to do is take a step back to detach from the situation and be objective. Choose how you act. Because when you get emotional and reactive, not only are you going to get stressed and frustrated and you're going to have all this cortisol released in your body, but it's going to become much more difficult to identify creative solutions and actually to work towards them. Another scenario, had a team member working on a transaction. We're on the sell side. Clients are moving to Brazil. They actually leave today. And three weeks ago, the day after my son was born, actually, so 4 weeks ago, they were under contract. They were set to close. And the buyer fell out due to financing. Nothing that we could control at all. Buyer fell out due to financing. The original offer was $587,000, and the seller got reactive, understandably so. They wanted to cancel the deal. They wanted to fire us. It's our fault. We suck. Everything's wrong. We are bad business people. They're just a number to us, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's another offer on the table immediately at $550. Now, the agent is one of the best agents I work with and have the pleasure of working with. And because of their high level of emotion, right, they started pushing her into corners, and she just wanted to fix it for them. And so what did she do? Well, she said, I got you an offer, $550. She tried to get it up, couldn't get it up. And they said, let's take that one. Let's take the guaranteed offer, even though it was FHA, 3% down, $550, couldn't get cover a gap in appraisal. Didn't care. Let's take it. And we sat with this agent. We said, whoa, before we get emotional and reactive, let's try to get the right deal for them, not the fastest deal. I know they're saying that they want to take it. If that's really what they want, great. But let's see if they'll give us 24 hours to do some reverse prospecting, make some calls, send some e-blasts, host an open house, and see what we do. Now, this is on a Thursday that all this started really unfolding. Friday, we do an open house during the day for 2 hours, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We do reverse prospecting. We get six people to attend the open house. One of them says they want to write an offer right there. A second one writes an offer after for $48,000 higher than the offer that we had, and even better, higher than the original offer by $1,000. Now, when we got that offer and the clients accepted it, there wasn't a thank you yet. There wasn't a you're the best ever yet. There wasn't any sort of appreciation yet, because the deal hadn't closed yet. And the reason I share this story with you is to remind you that when you get emotional, you're going to look for fast, quick fixes, not the right fixes. See, that deal actually closes this morning and goes on record, and then they'll be in Brazil with the money. Yesterday, I got a text from the husband with heart emojis, laughing emojis, told me that he's never been so stressed and scarred, but he appreciates us and we're great business people. This is the same guy who looked me square in the eye in his house and said, I'd be smart not to come back here again. He was reactive and emotional. I know he regretted it. And yesterday, he made it a point to change his tune. But it only happened that way because we made it a point to be objective. We made it a point to detach and identify the outcome. We made it a point not to meet emotion with emotion, but to meet emotion with action, with calculated strategic action. Whenever someone gets emotional with you, rather than trying to change their emotions with words or convince them of something, take a step back, be the calmest person in the room, still empathetic, and simply ask them, what would you like me to do? I know you're feeling X. I'm here. What would you like me to do? Make them think logically of objective outcomes, because this is the best way to switch them from emotion to action, to thought, to calculated thought. And it's going to help you improve your conversation. Shit will go wrong. Things will go wrong. Expect it. Plan for it. But most importantly, when it happens, it's okay. Find the objective, be objectively focused, and then take action. Thursday morning, week's almost over. I'm fired the fuck up. Go get some. Cardio time.